Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And man, we got listeners. We got people tuned in all over North America. That means Canada. That means Hawaii. That means Alaska. It means Florida, Maine, Montreal, Texas. What's up, Baltimore? My friends in Arkansas, Birmingham, people in Minneapolis, Wisconsin, Boise, Idaho. We got people everywhere. New York City. Shout out to everybody in New York. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. I'm happy he's here with you. I'm happy I'm here with you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. It depends on where you live. SiriusXM, it don't matter where you live. It's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to talk to me? It's simple. The phone number's here. It works. We paid the bill. I didn't pay it, but somebody did. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You want to reach me? Easy. I'm everywhere. On the internet, I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our guests who've come by and joined us. Matt Moore from the Action Network to talk all things NBA. And thank you to Jordan Dejani, came through and talked to us all things NFL, courtesy of CBS Sports. The Houston Texans opening up camp today. We had an opportunity to hear from CJ Stroud. You also probably know this by now, Russell Westbrook, no longer a member of the Clippers. He's been traded to the Utah Jazz, expected to be bought out, where he will join the Denver Nuggets. A matter of fact, let's listen to what the breaking news sounded like earlier today, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news out of the NBA where the Clippers are trading Russell Westbrook, a second round pick swap, and cash to the Utah Jazz. That has been confirmed by our Bill Ryder. In return, LA will receive Chris Dunn as part of a sign and trade. ESPN reports that Utah is expected to buy out Westbrook, paving the way for the future Hall of Famer to sign with the Denver Nuggets. Westbrook, a former MVP and member of the league's 75th anniversary team, will be joining his fourth team in the past five seasons. Last year, he averaged just over 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists attempts per game with the Clippers.
Okay, good for him. The guy's going to be 36 years old later this year, Russell Westbrook is. He averaged 11-5-5 last year for the Clippers. He's going to be a backup point guard, bring the energy, bring the pace for the Nuggets, because even though the guy is 36, he's a freak. Like, he can still go out there and play. He doesn't need load management. He'll miss a game here or there. I mean, even last season, he played almost 70 games. His teammates couldn't even stay healthy to save their damn lives. And the Denver Nuggets, they need all the help in the world. You think about these guys that are missing from the team? Come on now. KCP going to Orlando. Bruce Brown was gone last year. The one thing they missed last season was depth. They've lost it. They didn't necessarily add a whole lot. Damn it, they just lost their first-round pick, Holmes. He's supposed to be the big man helping off the bench, at least from the forward position. Denver's going to be good. Championship good? I'm not so sure. We still got plenty of time to get there. And also, I mentioned C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud spoke to the media today. Everybody loves him. Rookie of the year. C.J. Stroud, he looked at the offense with Schultz and You now bringing in Stephon Diggs, and now you got Mixon. He said, man, we got a five-headed monster on offense.
Steph is somebody who definitely can open up your playbook. And but we have all of those guys around. He'll say that too, you know. So it's five-headed monster, you know. So it's definitely a super dope to have, you know, just a bunch of options.
Yeah, never seen a five-headed monster, never want to. Hopefully, Stephon Diggs is on his best behavior. I think he will be because he wants a new contract. Nico Collins, Tank Dell coming off that broke leg. I hope they're all fine. People getting shot. I hope they're all fine. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Jameel is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jameel?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about Bronny James. I mean, the kid is getting all this flack. I'm hearing, you know, all these commentators and media outlets talking about him more than they talk about the top five draft picks. I can't even tell you the name of the top five draft picks because all they talk about is him. So do you think, you know, the hate, quote-unquote hate he's getting is warranted? I mean, I think that they just have to let the kid shine in his own image and develop on his own path. I understand his dad is LeBron James, but I think they got to just lay low on the kid. What are your thoughts?
Do you ask me two questions? Which question do you want me to answer? Turn the radio down, Jameel. Jameel's new to this radio thing. Well, do I think the hate is warranted? I don't know anybody hating on a guy. I just see a bunch of people telling the truth. Here's some facts. He is the son of LeBron James, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. This is someone who was a prospect. He was a McDonald's All-American. He suffered a cardiac arrest about a year ago, entering into his college season. He had a crap college season when he was finally eligible to play following his heart issue. He got drafted into the league because he is the son of LeBron James, because the guy averaged, what, 4 or 5 points in college? And so now here he is, knowing he has to develop on the same team as his dad with a guaranteed $7 million. It's going to come with expectations and it's going to come with criticism. I wouldn't say anybody is hating on Bronny James. People are telling the truth. And if you've watched him play over the past several games until last night, like, he has sucked. Now, that doesn't mean it's a true indicator of who or what he's going to be as an NBA player. But given his history and what we've seen and what's taken place, is he going to be a good bench player or role player? He could probably still develop into that. The thing is, nobody knows. We just have to wait and see. So I don't think anybody's hating on him. Maybe there are some people that are. But if you're saying that Bronny James isn't good, or hasn't been good, there's no hate there. That's just the facts. The truth is, nobody knows yet. 855-212-4227. And Jameel, great call, but you got to turn the radio down if you want to hear the back end, and just hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, JR. Look, one thing I have to say about ESPN's list, okay, is that I'm kind of dismayed the fact that Miguel Cabrera didn't make the top 20, much less the top 10. I think he was one of the top 10 since the year 2000. You know, he's one of only three guys ever in Major League Baseball history to have a career batting average over 3,000, to have over 500 home runs, and to have over 3,000 hits. You know, so how can he not make the top 20 at least of the ESPN's list? I think they got that wrong.
From what I'm looking at right now, Miguel Cabrera landed at number 33. I'll tell you this, and thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. There's a good reason why I do a top six list. You listen to this show, you know what the hell I do. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a top six list, okay? ESPN did a top 100. I do the list with Hickey, and that's it. There's the list, okay? I'm having fun. Their list is just content. You want to know something? Outside of looking at their top 10, I don't give a damn who they had outside. I don't know, don't know, don't care. I know there's been a lot of criticism. Even somebody like Pat McAfee, who gets a check from ESPN and Mickey Mouse, he was critical of the ESPN 100 list. So what I would dare tell you, and anybody else, don't get upset about the list. I mean, we had a discussion, Hickey and I, about the top five. Outside of that, man, I ain't thinking about their list. I got my own list to worry about. The top six. Why six? This is so easy to do five. So easy to do top 10. Letterman did 10. I need to do something different. Hickey, did you look through the whole one? They've been doing this for, what, a week?
I believe so, yes.
Did you look at some of the other names on the list?
I have not. No, I honestly did not pay much attention to this list just because I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, being all honest.
Yeah.
What is their list going to do to me? I really don't care.
Yeah, I saw that they were doing the list, and it's just like, hey, here are the top. You know, I don't know what they did, what intervals, but it's like, hey, is it the top 25 from 100 to 75? I didn't even bother. I'm like, whatever, don't care. Don't care. Like, who'd be 100 on that list? I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. Don't care. That's pretty, that was a random name, though. Miguel Cabrera? Like, upset that he's not top 20? I don't know. What are they? I'm sure they
does have a lot of accomplishments.
Oh, he does. But to beat 33?
It does feel low without knowing who the first 32 are.
You know who the first 32 are?
Outside of the top five, I couldn't tell you. I remember you said Novak Djokovic is like seven.
Federer is six behind Brady, which I don't know about that. Like, they got Simone Biles at seven. I'd put Simone Biles in front of Federer. There we go. Okay. Tiger Woods is eight. I guess part of his time is split before the 21st century. Usain Bolt, okay, Kobe 10, whatever, I don't know. Djokovic? I'd have Djokovic in front of Federer. Why? Because nobody likes Djokovic?
Yeah, why is he not? Does he have the most majors?
Yeah, 24, yeah.
Why is he not the top tennis player?
Because people like and respect Federer. Ronaldo is 13, Steph Curry is 14, Katie Ledecky, Tim Duncan 16, Shaq is 17, okay. Patrick Mahomes, 18. Lewis Hamilton, 19. Okay. Aaron Donald, 20. Diana Taurasi, 21. Sidney Crosby, 22. KG, 23. Albert Pujols, there we got a baseball player, 24. Mayweather, 25. Okay, whatever. Peyton Manning, 26. Randy Moss, 27. Jokic, 28. Michael Schumacher, the racer. Mike Trout at 30. Okay. Clayton Kershaw, 31. Now we got the baseball players. Marta, the female soccer player, and then Miguel Cabrera. So the baseball players in front of Cabrera happen to be Clayton Kershaw. I don't know about that given playoff performance. Mike Trout, can he stay healthy? I don't know about that. Yeah, so I'd put Miguel Cabrera in front of those two guys. What do you say?
I'm with you. I would have Albert in front, but I think Cabrera, in terms of strictly baseball, I'm with you. He should be second in terms of baseball players. He has, look, Mike Trout, you can argue.
Mike Trout don't play.
Right. And the numbers Cabrera has are a lot, like 3,000 hits. Was it 500 and some home runs? Like
two MVPs. He won the Triple Crown, 12-time All-Star, a World Series champ in 03. And then at the end, they stunk.
You should be in there. And this is right. It's a career accomplishment award, essentially, not just your peak.
Oh, shout out to Mika Catches at number 34. Hey, listen, folks, don't ask me any more about the top 100. Outside of the five that I gave you, don't call me about number 67 on the list. Do not care. I don't even know who number 67 on the list is. Yeah, let's see if I can find him real fast. I think I can.
Can you see who number 100 is? I'm curious who's like last on this list.
Shohei Ohtani, 62. He just got here. Mbappe? Mbappe, 65. John Jones, 66. Hickey.
Bones.
You know who's 67?
Uh-oh.
It's James Harden. What are you? It couldn't be nobody that's, real good, good, good.
Jeez.
You said who's 100?
Yeah, like who's last on this list?
Let's see. We'll find out right now. Here we go. Charles Woodson. That seems kind of, now it makes me go, hey, I got to find more cornerbacks on the list. You know, like, right in front of him is Ed Reed at 99. Come on. Okay, this is weird.
Wow.
Now I know why people are upset about this list. Connor McDavid at 98. And so the fact that they released this list and they were like, hey, here's Charles Woodson at 100, Ed Reed at 99, and Connor McDavid at 98. Here's something for people to argue about. Good. Argue about it. Just not here. Tell me about the five. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Here's something for people not to argue about. Well, maybe you could. what the hell are the Dolphins going to do this upcoming season? I don't know. I expect them to be good, but not good enough to win anything. But there's a couple of guys on their team who think that they will be A-OK. We're going to hear from them. Why they feel enthusiastic about the offense? Why they feel enthusiastic about the defense? I'll get to more of your calls as well. Talk some Dolphins, 855-212-4227. Take your calls. And, of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Yes, we're going back, not just the 21st century. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show all over the country in Canada on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, shout outs to Manny Pacquiao. Maybe. What's he been up to? He governor or something? Doing political stuff in the Philippines? I know he's been saying some crazy things. And people say crazy things all over the place now, don't they? And shout outs. Well, no, I don't know. I got to Google him before I say shout out. But when I met Manny, the many times I met him, very nice guy. Very nice guy. Until he started saying the crazy things. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Joe is calling from Indiana. We hear from Joe. Talk to you. Talk to Hickey. Oh, well, look at this. Bronny James is playing basketball. I'll give you an update on him. Talk about the Dolphins, as I said. But let's talk to Joe from Indiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Absolutely. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, you guys were talking about Tiger earlier and how he should bow out gracefully and such, but I'm a poor old man, and the only reason I pay any attention to golf is because of Tiger. So I think he should play as long as he wants to.
Yeah, well, the reason why we're talking about golf is because of him. So, I mean, shoot, you're not the only one paying attention because of him. But what I don't need to see, is, you know, Tiger Woods just kind of rolling around out there, not making a cut, telling us about how bad his ankle hurts and his knee hurts and his neck hurts and his back. Like, stay home. You make my back hurt talking about it. Like, stay home. Stay home.
You're not wrong, but, you know, we have a little hope that maybe sometime soon he'll have a little breakthrough and bring back some of that excitement.
Did you like Michael Jordan in a Wizards jersey?
That's the only Jordan game I got to see, and
oh my God.
I ordered tickets for my boy and I to go out there, and 3 days after I bought the tickets, he went down with a knee injury. So I never did get to see Michael.
Oh, my! Oh, that sucks, man.
I had to watch the Wizards play the Celtics.
Oh, man. Who was out there? Antoine Walker was out there shimmying?
Yeah, him. And I think Paul Pierce was still around. So, it was fun to watch him.
Kwame Brown there?
You know, that was a long time ago. I couldn't tell you. I wasn't.
Antonio Daniels.
Not a great big NBA fan. I just wanted my boy to see Michael Jordan while he could.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
Hickey, come on. Help us out here. Where could Joe go see Michael Jordan today?
Not in Charlotte, huh?
Yeah. Would he have to go to, like, a Mexican island? Is it right? Where would he have to go? I don't know. There's an island in Mexico.
Is he in some liquor store selling tequila?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure he has a street team to do that for him. If you see Michael Jordan, if I see Michael Jordan in a liquor store, I don't even know where to start. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for calling from Indiana, man.
Hey, and tell Hickey to go Colts.
Okay. All right. He's here. Well, thank you, Joe. Hickey, you got a friend there, huh?
Let's go, Joe. Let's go. All this AFC South talk, no Colts. Let's go, Joe. Me and you against the world.
Where do you think Michael Jordan is right now?
Oh, I saw you bought a new boat recently. Maybe on the boat fishing?
Fishing?
How big is this tournament?
A yacht or a boat?
No, like a fishing boat. Like a legitimate fishing boat.
What does Michael Jordan do all day? What does he do?
Smoke,
gamble,
play golf, and I would say fish.
Look, he
just got a boat like a month ago, like a real fishing boat. He enters tournaments.
He doesn't have to deal with that miserable-ass basketball team anymore. Good for him.
Great. And he got a nice little paycheck to do so, too.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad
being Michael Jordan and still talk crap to everybody when you see him. Must be a good life. Well, look, Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, I guess they're friends, rich people friends. If you have friends, I guess if you're rich. Michael Jordan need to call Tiger and just be like, man, have a seat. Like, it's over. It's done. Please spare us. Anyway, I told you about the Dolphins. They've been in the news. Teron Armstead, now of the Dolphins, running around, talking about Tua Tagovailoa and what things will look like in his second year playing alongside him. And he's optimistic about a few things. Teron Armstead is optimistic about Tua Tagovailoa. He's optimistic about the defense. He's optimistic about a whole lot. Listen to Teron Armstead tell you that Tua needs to get some major money. This is what he told Up and Adams.
It's going to happen. You know, we stay out of the numbers and negotiations, but it's going to happen. We need Tua to go anywhere that we're trying to go. All our dreams, goals, and aspirations is reliant on number one. And the Dolphins know that. The organization know that. The city, the league. So the way they iron out the numbers, all that. Negotiation gets tough in contracts.
Yeah.
Teams start to bring up bad plays, bad games, injuries. You start to get offended. Like, oh, man, that's how you really feel? But it's leverage. And once you peel back those layers and you keep it about the business, it'll get done.
Hickey, they're going to keep this man. I don't know if he's going to get paid this year, but they're going to keep him, huh? They got no choice. Like, what else? And then Mike McDaniel loves the guy.
McDaniel loves him. Tyreek Hill loves him. Teron Armstead loves him. I mean, they are I don't want to say they're in the worst spot. That's harsh. But, like, there's no belief from the Dolphins that he's the guy that could take them to a Super Bowl. But like you said, I mean, they could do a lot worse than Tua. And, you know, who knows what kind of domino effect that will cause if they jettison him and can't get anyone else that's an upgrade next year, let's just say. So they're going to have to keep him probably at a price point they don't want to pay.
Yeah, they're going to love being good but not good enough for a long time then. And I got no problem with – I like Tua. I just think he will have difficulty, as he just did, playing in the cold. That's it. And it has nothing to do with he can't do it. It was just such a searing image for me. When he walked off of the bus in Kansas City, he had a beanie on, he had a bubble coat, he had like a scarf and mittens and gloves and galoshes. And I'm just saying to myself, this dude is already psyched out. I get it, man. You from Hawaii. I get it. But damn, bro, like at least Hickey, it says enough to me. He didn't even have the wherewithal in his head to go. I just need to walk off of the bus in a hoodie. I'm going from the bus to the locker room. It's not that far. Just wear a sweat, like something. Like it was just a bad look. Am I off base? What do you think?
I guess I don't put too much into pregame looks, but like he didn't do himself any favors when he played like crap the way he did.
Yes.
And he's played like crap anytime the temperature drops below 40. So, you know, like it's one of those things where it's like, is it a big deal for most players? No. But it is a big deal when you stink in the cold and now all of a sudden you look like that. It just adds almost, you know, more fuel to the fire.
Right. Look, Tua Tagovailoa, he goes up to Buffalo or Kansas City or Pittsburgh or wherever, and, you know, he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns, then great. That showed me something. But as you said, it's just a lot of games where the temperature drops below 40, which – and I guess it depends on where you live. For me, like, 40 ain't nothing. I've been all over the country. 40 degrees is not cold to me, and 110 degrees not hot, okay? Coldest I've been is in Toronto. Shout out to my folks in Toronto. It was negative 20 up there. And I said to myself, my skin is burning. I'm like, this is, I can live here, but I don't know about no negative 20. That's a wide range, Chicky. That's, and I'm a human being. Am I supposed to be in weather like this? No, right?
No, not for extended periods of time.
Negative 20, 100. Was it Vegas 118 the other day?
Yeah, it's cranking in Vegas.
118. Record-breaking a 7 consecutive day. What? 3 consecutive days above 118? 3 consecutive days above 118?
What do you do at that point? Like,
die? Oh, no. Like, that's like desert. Like, that is a desert. That's like Middle Eastern desert weather, man. That's that Abu Dhabi weather. And Bahrain and Qatar, that's all of that weather, man. What are we doing out here? Qatar weather. Tomorrow, 110, 109, 107, 112, 112, 112, 112, 111. Well, Hickey, when are they going to let people just be outside naked? Is that coming soon? No, not coming.
Well,
got to wear clothes. It's too hot.
I mean, you want to talk about being in pain, a sunburn.
Oh,
wow, on places, man, where the sun usually don't shine, does not. Wow. You talk about making a day worse.
Well, I heard,
and wanting to die.
There's a subway in New York. It's, what is it? It reached 100 degrees and 102.
Oh, I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Those hot cars. Oh,
no. The platform, man. The platform.
Oh, well, that also too.
I think New York is trying to get rid of some of its residences by putting them on the subway.
Take mass transit.
Yeah, take mass transit. It'll kill you. Population control. Hey, what a world. What a world. Shout out to everybody that can hear my voice. That means you hear. That's a good thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some Bronny James. He's playing ball again. And then I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
No, nobody's ever called me that. Never. Just you. You somebody, though, so I guess yes. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, Bronny James is playing in another basketball game. The Los Angeles Lakers are leading the Cavaliers 24-27, whoever's out there. Bronny James, 4 points, 3 assists, 2 of 3 from the field. The only shot that he missed was a 3. Bronny James, okay, he's on track. Maybe he'll get to 10 points, okay. 855-212-4227. Let's get to the phone lines before we get to a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry is calling up from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jerry?
What's happening? I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a Louisville Cardinal fan, so want to shout out to my Cards. But, hey, I got a Jordan story for you. You talk about Michael Jordan. I'll tell you a quick one. About 20 years ago, the Ryder Cup was in Louisville at Valhalla. And I lived in a neighborhood, and it was 5-10 minutes away from Valhalla. Nice neighborhood. And Rick Robey lived in my neighborhood that played for the Celtics. Rick was actually my realtor. And we lived on a golf course, real nice Arnold Palmer golf course. And so the very first time I cut my grass, I'm cutting my grass back there, and a guy hits a cart path, and the sun hits his earring. And I caught a glimpse of that, and I stopped and waited for him to get off his cart. And he was golfing alone, but he had his entourage a little further back, I realized later. But he took 2 steps, and I knew, I'd watched Jordan play so many times, I knew it was Michael Jordan. And so my son was up in the garage. I turned my lawnmower off. I ran up there. I took him out on the deck, and I pointed out Jordan to him, and he said, "No way." And I said, "Yeah, it's Michael Jordan." And I ran downstairs. I said, "You can keep an eye on him." I grabbed 2 Wheaties boxes and a Sharpie marker, threw them in a grocery bag, sent my son over to intersection and told him, I said, "You just be real nice. Maybe he'll sign these for you." He signed both Wheaties boxes, and he was great to my kid. Later on that night, he comes through again. He's golfing 36 in one day. And I hollered at my son again. We ran out on the deck, and I hollered at Mike. I said, "Hey, Mike, thanks for being nice to my boy." And he looked up at me and he said, "You owe me $20.
That's a nice joke.
You know, and so he was good, though. He was good to my kids. 2 days later, I had a bunch of my daughter's friends spend the night. They ran him down and got a picture with him. So he was good. He was good to us. And I was always a Jordan fan over LeBron any day of the week. I saw Jordan play one time in Freedom Hall exhibition game with the Bulls and sit lower level. And huge Jordan fan. My son, huge Jordan fan as well. Still got the Wheaties box displayed in this house. You know, he's 30 years old now. So
great.
I appreciate the time, man.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's like you found Bigfoot in your backyard, which you did. Thank you, Jerry.
I sure did.
Appreciate it. 6'6" Bigfoot with an earring and a billionaire and the best basketball player on earth at the time. Now it's LeBron. Well, not now. It's Jokic. Sorry. LeBron's still great, though. What can I say? Hickey, you ever run into anybody unexpectedly?
I saw Cam Newton once on the street.
In Manhattan?
Yes, he's massive.
Oh, yeah, he's a giant.
As you could guess.
He has a nice cigar bar here. Very nice place. Very nice place.
I didn't say anything, though. Even today, Jeremy Piven was in the building.
Oh, okay.
And he was, after interview, kind of standing like 10 feet from me, like on his phone. Uh-huh. I didn't say a word. I just kind of let them, you know. Let people be. So I probably should say more stuff, but...
Oh, just say, hey, if it's like human contact, hey, how you doing? If the operator say, hey, how are you? Hey, just a little...
He looked busy.
Oh, well, there you go. Leave him alone. What was Cam Newton doing?
This was like during like a... It was when the Super Bowl was in New York City.
Oh, okay.
He, I'm sure, like was going to some... Either going to an event, coming from an event, but just on the street. It's
like, what year was that? Like 2015?
That was, I think, 2012.
2012? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's like my freshman year of college.
That cold one with 2013. The Seattle outside, right? Seattle?
Yeah. Seattle and Denver.
Wow. It was 2012 already?
May 13. May 2013. Damn.
Doesn't matter. You're right. 2015, I think, was in San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
Man, I can't keep up. Man, it's every year, every day, there's a million events all over. I can't keep up. Stop me if I've told you this story, but don't, because if you've heard it, then somebody else hasn't. One day I was in Midtown, New York, and I was turning the corner near Grand Central Station. Major League Baseball office is not too far away. And I was literally turning a corner, like two people turning a corner at the same time, just getting ready to walk right into each other. Hickey, it was Frank Thomas.
That's a man you don't want to run into.
Correct. We literally kind of walked around each other. I was catching my train, and I don't know where the hell he was going. I guess either going or coming to the Major League Baseball office, and I'm just like, guy's massive. He's huge. He's big as a truck.
You say anything to him?
Nah, this was like literally New York, like whoosh.
Oh, okay.
I just had to look up, and he, you know, he is a very distinguishable individual. You do not miss Frank Thomas. There's no, hey, he looks like Charles Barkley. No, that's Frank Thomas. Bald head, brown dude, big black brown guy with a bald head. Nah, he looks... I don't know another human that looks like him. Nobody.
He is... Yes, I would agree with that. He is one of one. Did you get in the old New York, watch where you're going?
What am I doing?
Get out of my way?
What, so I can get my ass kicked? No.
In a rush.
No. He was well-dressed. He had on a long coat on, a tie and suit and tie and all that stuff. I think he was coming from the baseball office, either going or coming, one of the two.
Speaking of which, I saw Rob Manfred on the street once. That sparked an idea.
Yeah, you wanted to kick him in the shins?
I was so stunned it was him. You saw him blending in. He was by himself.
He looks like every other lawyer in Midtown.
Yeah, exactly right. Coming out of like a convenience store or something like that. Whoa, that's okay. And just walking on the street, no one said a word.
Yeah. Nobody knows who the hell he is. I mean, in the street in Manhattan, nobody knows who he is. Rob Manfred could probably walk around anywhere in America and nobody would give him a second look. Unless you, like, really, really know.
It pays to be normal looking, right? I mean, Adam Silver can't get that same treatment.
Nah, he can. He's tall. He looks like something out of Men in Black.
He does.
Hey, give me an alien for Men in Black. Hey, let's get Adam Silver. He does. He does. He's a nice guy, though. Hey, he still owes us an interview. It's coming. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for this.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is July 18th. You have made it through the day. Couple more hours, right? Okay, anyway, let's go back in time. Because on July 18th, 1921, raise your hand if you remember this. Babe Ruth passed Roger Conner for the most home runs in MLB history. At that time, number 139. What would Barry Bonds do if he was playing in 1921? Not drugs, because they didn't invent them yet. Anyway, this day in sports history, July 18th, 1927, Ty Cobb got his 4,000th hit. Sorry, folks, no audio for that one. I wonder why. This day in sports history, July 18th, 1970. We can listen to this. Willie Mays, still with them Giants, was taking on the Expos. They whooped that ass 10-1. But Willie Mays, he got his 3,000th hit.
0-2, Wagoner deliver. Mays hits it into left field. Willie Mays has done it again. He has brought the baseball world to a standstill with the league president, Charles Feeney, Hall of Famer Stan Musial and Carl Hubble, and Monty Irvin, who helped Mays at the start of his baseball career, all cheering him on.
Yeah, God bless Willie Mays. Man, how about this? Whoa. He officially passed away a month ago. June 18th already. Wow. June 18th. Willie Mays passed away a month ago. That is crazy. Let's go back in time again. Stick to July 18th. Let's go back to 1987. More baseball. Donnie Baseball. Don Mattingly. He ties Dale Long's record. 8 straight games with a home run. The Rangers took on the Yankees, and the Yankees went over them 7-2. No thanks to Don Mattingly.
They had 4 consecutive base hits, 2 doubles. Hey, did he get all of it? Did he? Holy cow, he did it! Holy cow, Mattingly is unbelievable! The opposite field! Holy cow!
And the fans are giving him a standing ovation.
Oh, isn't that great? Unbelievable!
Look at the Ranger fans.
Look at those great fans. Isn't that good? I'm very proud of him. That's outstanding.
Don Mattingly has just tied a record set back in 1956 by the Pirates' Dale Long. A home run in 8 consecutive games.
Hey, listen, man, I hear holy cow. I know who that is. That was Phil Rizzuto, a Hall of Famer in his own right. Let's keep it moving. 1993, Greg Norman, he won the British Open.
To say that I won the British Open, which is the Open Championship of the world, no question about it. The number one championship, the best major. To win it once was great. To win it twice means twice as much pleasure.
Yeah, Greg Norman. Yeah, still doing stuff. Live stuff. Anyway, more Yankees news. Yankees things, I guess I could say. July 18th, I remember watching this live. 1999, David Cohn. He threw the 14th perfect game in Major League Baseball history as the Yankees blanked the Expos 6-0. Listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
vicious. A perfect save by David Cone.
Hickey, I got it. David Cone is one of the coolest people that covers baseball. Have you met David Cone yet?
No, never have.
Oh, he's such a cool dude. I heard he wasn't feeling well. He under the weather or something, right?
Oh, recently? Oh, I did not see. Yeah. I hope he's back soon. He's a great addition to Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, he is. I think he was just under the weather. I don't know. Get well soon, David Cone. I'm sure he's good by now. Anyway, we're good. Hickey, this is a show I gotta stop talking soon, huh?
In basically 90 seconds, whether you want to or not, and you are cut off.
Whoa. Why you make it sound so... I'm going to send you the throat slash emoji. I'm going to send that to
Damn.
You. I'm going to send it to you at 3 a.m. so you see it when you use the bathroom, okay?
Throat make sure slash to hold it tonight, emoji. Then.
Yeah. Throat slash, okay? Anyway, it was a fun show, Hickey.
That was a lot of fun. This week, for what should have been a dead week, has been busy and fun.
Yeah, we don't do dead over here. Alive. None of that stuff. Hey, thank you to Jordan Dejani from CBS for joining us, talking some NFL football. Thank you to Matt Moore of the Action Network for joining us as well. Yeah, it's supposed to be a dead week. Baseball is coming back. We got the exciting WNBA skills stuff tomorrow. Can't wait for that. And we'll see what other NBA legend gets traded and released and ends up on a team. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot to do. Anyway, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3.
Yeah, simple. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't miss us too much. Regardless of where the hell you're at and what you're doing, you be safe, you be well, and you be cool. Because the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. It's over. It's a wrap. But don't move. A, because I said so. B, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Y'all be good out there. I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Bye.